at the Grand Valley State Fieldhouse Arena. Ferris State with the victory again, moves to 14-1 in conference play, and joined now by the head coach of the Ferris State Bulldogs, Andy Brockman. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the win. Some great plays by your team made in overtime.
Yeah, you know what? I guess, you know, maybe we should just start out, and I'll tell the guys in the first huddle that it's overtime. So we played really well in overtime in the last couple of weeks here. Guys made some plays, and we just stuck with our system, and it did prevail.
Bulldogs, you battled Grand Valley. You knew it was going to be a battle coming into the contest here tonight, and they'd played a lot of close games. Certainly gave you everything you could handle, but fortunately were able to step up, made some big defensive plays to start that overtime period.
Yeah, I don't know. Third time in the rivalry game as a head coach, and you know, it just seems like each one's going to take on its own story. This was a crazy game from start to finish. It feels like we played three games today. I guess the overtime is part of that, but just the ups and downs and the ebbs and flows, and players making plays, players missing plays. You know, we weren't that connected today as a team. We just gutted through it, and the fact that we're able to do that helps out a lot, because not every night you're going to be perfect. So
certainly got some good shooting from the outside, 12 three-pointers here in the contest. Hit a couple big shots early in that overtime period before you got those defensive stops, and then from there we're able to knock down some big free throws down in the final minutes of overtime.
Knocked in the free throws. Very physical game. You know, I think just staying with what we want to do and not getting out of character is so important for us. And, you know, our guys concentrate on what's important to us, and the things that are important, to try not to get caught up in all the other stuff. And when we do get caught up in that, it hurts us a little bit. So when we're focused as five, as a unit, we're pretty impressive.
Look at the offensive rebound numbers. You out-rebounded Grand Valley 14-2. Second chance points. We're able to come up with some big rebounds on the offensive glass.
That's hard to do, okay, because they're a great rebound team, and they have some impressive bodies in there. It's hard to do, and it just tells you a lot about the heart of our players and the desire for them to put themselves in a position, you know, to win the game.
Talk about the atmosphere here tonight. Certainly another game. It seems like every game's kind of been like this. Nice crowd on hand, great Bulldog fans on hand, and a lot of excitement here as we went to overtime.
I can't plug the GLIAC enough. I just can't. I mean, right now it's just game after game after game of just exciting basketball. And it's real easy for me to say right now, because we're winning a lot of them. But, you know, I believe in my heart I'll be able to say it when we lose, like we lost to Lake State, and I thought that was a great game. If we lose another one, I mean, the GLIAC is just loaded with talent, good players, high flyers, talented players, and the people who come out and watch get a good show.
I know we've talked about it before, the North Division race. It's going to be a highly contested one. Evidence here tonight, Grand Valley State near the bottom, but gave you everything you could handle. Northern Michigan pulls off the win over Michigan Tech tonight, and they're right at the bottom of the conference in the North Division.
Nah, good job, Coach Saul. That's a good win. Proud and happy for him, but yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding me? That's top to bottom. It's you know, the records, somebody has to win and somebody has to lose. Other than that, it's pretty even. You know, I mean, the eighth place team could easily beat the first place team in the North. And that's not just coach speak. That's the honest truth. And anybody who's seen the GLIAC competitions in the North has to agree with that.
Well, Coach, congratulations again on the win back at home Thursday night, Michigan Tech. Saturday against Northern Michigan, and two games, if the recent past is any indication, going to be just like this one here tonight.
No, it's going to be just like this one. And our guys are going to be prepared. They're going to show a lot of heart. And, you know, we're not going to get too up, too down, you know, win or lose. And we're going to close out the next round of the GLIAC North, which we know is tougher, the best we can.
We'll take a two-minute timeout, back with more of the Johnson Automotive Postgame Show after this on Sunny 97.3.